From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. For several weeks now, we've been following the continuing saga of UberX and Lyft, the ride-sharing services that have been the joy of many city dwellers and a thorn in the side of many taxi and limo drivers. The services have been operating outside the law in Miami-Dade for about a month now, with drivers facing fines and the impounding of their cars. But as reporter Marva Hinton tells us, at least one county commissioner wants to take steps to make UberX and Lyft legit.
Commissioner Steve Bovo proposes overhauling the regulations that govern these services, which use smartphone apps to bring drivers and passengers together. Under the proposal, UberX and Lyft would be allowed to operate with an unlimited number of drivers, but the companies and the chauffeurs would have to register with the county. Cars couldn't be more than 5 years old, and each vehicle would have to be covered by commercial liability insurance. Drivers would also have to pay for a state criminal background check. But Bovo's plan faces a number of hurdles. Traditional taxi operators oppose UberX and Lyft, and county law restricts the number of limousine permits and taxi medallions that can be sold to protect these industries from competition. County commissioners are set to take a preliminary vote on the issue today. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Florida U.S. Senator Bill Nelson says that the e-cigarette and tobacco industries are targeting children by selling concentrated liquid nicotine with names like Skittles and Gummy Bear. And he's taking aim at the way the products are being packaged. From our sister station, WMFE in Orlando, Amy Green has this report.
The legislation calls on the Consumer Product Safety Commission to issue rules for making liquid nicotine bottles child-resistant. But Nelson says his real target is the advertising that makes liquid nicotine, which is highly toxic, sound like candy. He says getting that through will be tougher.
We will have a major fight with the e-cigarette industry that is rapidly increasing when it comes to trying to ban the advertising.
Doctors say even small amounts of liquid nicotine are dangerous when ingested or absorbed through the skin. They say exposure can be lethal for young children. Reports of accidental poisonings are surging, especially among children. I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
A coalition of groups challenging Florida's map for Congress wants a judge to act quickly now that the map has been declared unconstitutional. Circuit Judge Terry Lewis ruled last week that the state legislature illegally drew Florida's congressional districts to primarily benefit the Republican Party. But Lewis did not specify who should redraw the map or when it should be redrawn. Lawyers for the groups filed a motion just yesterday asking Lewis to hold a hearing to figure out what should happen next. The Florida legislature, meanwhile, has not announced whether it plans to appeal Lewis's ruling. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.